It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
We had quite a week this week. I will start off by talking about we reached the halfway point in the wonderful month of April. And so far, statistically, the temperature has been about normal. We've had some chilly temperatures, a lot of chilly mornings lately. And afternoons have not gotten that warm. The warmest temperature the whole first half of the month of April was 62 degrees. I expect as we get into the second half that that's going to change. Precipitation-wise, we are a little bit less than normal. There's been a couple of times when rain was forecasted and it never really amounted to much, as is the forecast that we're facing now this weekend. Now, maybe this will be more of a rain. The statistic of snow, though, is above normal. So far, there has been about 8 inches of snow for the month of April. This compares to the normal of about 6. Overall, for the entire season, though, we're winding down now. We are at 54 inches for the entire season. Average is about 86, close going on to 90. I don't think we're going to get too much more. But nevertheless, things happen. Other things happened this week. This was the week of ice out. I have been watching a few lakes near my home here. And on the 13th and the 14th, there was still some ice on the lakes, but 14th, they were clear of ice. Ice out happened. Another lake, which is a bit larger, had waited about 2 more days before ice out. Along with that, I have been watching a patch of snow that's in a ravine near my house, and it's on a north-facing hillside. North-facing hillsides are usually the last places for the snow to melt. And sure enough, it did melt this week. So we had ice out and we had snow melt. Now, that puts us in an interesting situation we're in right now. In the fall, there is a period of time after the leaves fall from the trees and before the snow covers the ground. And I like to refer to that interlude as being autwin. It's an interesting time of about a month. Well, conversely, now in the spring, there's a period of time where after the snow has melted on the ground and the ice melted from the ponds and lakes, and before the leaf color comes out and the wild flowers come in bloom, we have another interlude. And I like to refer to this as wind spring. And that's where we are right now. The woods are just remarkable right now. Really enticing to just go out and go for a walk. The woods are wide open, easy to walk. Yesterday, I walked through all kinds of places, irregardless of a trail or not. It's just a great place to be able to walk. Other things of note, starting on the 18th, we are having sunsets now after 8 o'clock. Reaching next week on the 23rd, we reach 14 hours of daylight. This week, we had a full moon. We are now in the waning gibbous phase of the moon. And yes, the days have gotten quite long, and that brings about a migration. It's been just a fabulous week to watch the migration. The counters at West Skyline have been counting all the way since the 1st of March. All through March, the most popular number were the bald eagles. There were over 4,000 bald eagles counted during the month of March. As we get now into April, that changes a bit. They're on the list, and they're pretty high. But the one that's been counted the most has been turkey vultures. Turkey vultures, there was several hundred of them in big flocks. And I expect that this will continue for a while. The other ones that are being counted in good numbers include bald eagle, red-tailed hawk, sharp-shinned hawk, and a scattering of a number of other raptors that have been seen. In addition to that, I have been watching water birds. All this has been just terrific. I'm going to a lake near my house here. I have been seeing about 20 kinds of water birds. This includes 10 kinds of ducks, Canada geese, trumpeter swans, common and hooded mergansers, pied-billed grebe, great blue heron, sandhill crane, greater yellowlegs, that's a type of shorebird, and snipe. All of these have been seen. It's just very good. This is really good. A good week for migration. The other ones of migration have been the songbirds. I've been watching for those, too. The one that I really wanted to see in my yard showed up this morning, and that was the yellow-rumped warblers. Yellow-rumped warblers are the first warbler we have every year. We have in our area about 24 kinds of warblers that show up throughout the migration. Most of those come in May. However, there's a few of them that winter a little bit further north than others. Therefore, they do show up in April. Number one on the list, and there's never an exception, is the yellow-rump warbler. Be on the lookout, however, for a few other kinds of warblers. If you see a little bird in the yard and you get a chance to take a look at it, it can be a couple other kinds of warblers. In addition to that, the yellow-bellied sapsuckers have been very active in the yard, and the flickers have shown up this week. Those are two migratory woodpeckers that we have. Golden-crowned kinglets, several kinds of sparrows, song sparrow, fox sparrow, tree sparrow, along with the juncals, robins, hermit thrush, phoebe. Phoebe have been interesting. Phoebes are a flycatcher, and I don't know if they eat anything else other than insects. So when they arrive early, they take a chance. I've been watching them, and where they go to get the food when it's early in the season and it's chilly is they go near bodies of water. And lots of times around the water, there are insects. In addition to that, I watched an interesting flock of tree swallows this week. The day was cool, and I was out along a lake looking at the water birds, but over the water was flying a flock of tree swallows. And once again, the best place to find insects when the weather is chilly is out near water, and that's what they were doing. They were circling around there finding insects. In addition to that, I've been watching the beavers. The beavers, the muskrats, the mink, the otter all seem to have survived winter okay, and I've been watching those. Chipmunks, same thing. They've been abundant in the yards. And this week, yes, the first frog started to call. The first frog that I heard calling happened on the 13th, and that was the chorus frog. They are almost always number one, and they're followed very quickly by another larger one called wood frog. And I heard the first wood frogs on the 16th. I expect any day now to hear the spring peepers. That trio of chorus frog, wood frog, and spring peepers are always the earliest one. A little later, we'll have a few more frogs to add to that list. Garter snakes are something worth looking for, too. I haven't seen them yet, but they're out there. And are some butterflies. Earlier, I had seen a butterfly called Kama. Well, this week, there was one called a Compton tortoiseshell. They both belong to a group of butterflies that hibernate as adults. Therefore, they're the earliest ones to see. And don't be surprised if you see a bumblebee flying around in your yard. Bumblebees live in a colony. Well, in the fall, that whole colony dies, except for the queen. And she goes off and she finds a place somewhere to hibernate. Well, when the weather starts warming in about the 15th to the 20th to 25th of April, they start coming out and flying around looking for a place where they can begin the new colony. These flights of the early bumblebee flights are always low, flying over the ground looking for a place. April is the month of catkins, and the trees that have been showing it really well are quaking aspen, willows, alders, and hazel. Other trees that have some flowering right now, silver maple has been bloomed for a while, but red maple will soon start to join it as well. So we have plenty of things going on, and this is a remarkable time. I really suggest you get a chance to get out and just take a walk. Don't be in a particular hurry. Just take a walk and see what's going on with nature. The greening of the woods will start soon. It starts from the ground up, and it starts with very small plants. As we go through the next few weeks, we're going to see some more greening. Hopefully, by the time I speak next week, we'll be seeing some spring wildflowers, too. So take care and enjoy Windspring.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist. And he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.